This week on the eBay for Business podcast,
source items with higher sell-through rates. You pay higher final value fees and you just don't have access to promotions. As you had mentioned earlier, your account is restricted. And if people aren't seeing my items, I need to make sure that the items I am listing are top of the top. So they may be rare. They may have 110% sell-through rate. I average probably about 70% or higher throughout this journey. And it made all the difference to get those sales during below standard status.
I'm Kiyomi Kiyoshi.
And I'm Griff, and this is the eBay for Business podcast, your weekly source for the information and inspiration to help you start and manage and grow your business on the world's most powerful marketplace. And this is episode 301.
Yeah, that one on top of it. Well, we crossed the finish line, the 300 finish line, yeah.
I've actually received a few congratulations on your 300th episode.
People were just as excited as I was.
Yeah, and I know. I mean, I was probably a little excited, but I have this reputation as the curmudgeon. So, you know, I have to stay true to my reputation.
Yeah, you have to put it on. And I'll be your counterpart. I'll bring the excitement. So we're covered on both fronts.
It's like good co-host, bad co-host.
I don't know if I'd say bad co-host.
Well, you know, like bad cop, good cop.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a busy week. We're recording the week of the 4th of July. I double-checked. And I couldn't find any news. Did you? Do you know of any news?
The only news is that it's a holiday.
Right. And you're listening to this a week after the holiday because that's how it works. Hopefully you all had safe and happy 4th of July. So.
And hopefully your pets didn't give you too much of a hard time. I know I will be cat sitting on my 4th of July.
Yeah, this is a big time for people with pets, especially dogs or cats, because the sound of fireworks can drive them absolutely insane. Anyway, so there is no news.
Well, Griff, yeah. What is the topic this week?
Well, first, Kami, as you know, a seller that slips to below standard is unofficially on notice that they are really close to being suspended indefinitely. However, as bleak as that status may be, it is possible to move up from below standard to above standard and even top rated. And our guest this week has done just that. She has had that journey. So we're going to talk about how our guest, Stephanie Franco, also known on eBay as Lady Suburbia, went from below standard to top rated, and she did so in pretty record time.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, she followed a few steps and she was able to get there. So hopefully her story can provide hope to those who are at risk of becoming below standard or have actually slipped down into that basement of performance status. So
hope is never lost.
Never lost, exactly. And we do have three questions to answer this week. We have a question asking if custom item specifics are returned in a keyword search. We also have a question regarding the shipping supplies discount coupons that every subscriber from a basic store up receives every quarter. And we have a question about our good old 1099Ks, which we haven't talked about in a while. And this is our...
Oh, fun.
A chance for us to talk. And then we have a tip of the week.
Of course.
So all that and more in this jam-packed episode 301. First, we're going to meet our guest and you and I will come back after we've talked to Lady Suburbia and we'll answer those questions.
Yeah, have fun talking to Stephanie. Can't wait to hear her tips.
Sellers on eBay take great pride in achieving top-rated seller status, and rightfully so. But sometimes things happen, and a seller can find themselves sinking to the next level, which is above standard, or worse, below standard. Now, our guest this week had this happen, but she was able to recover her top-rated status, and she's here to share how she did it. Her name is Stephanie Franco, and she sells on eBay under the store name Lady Suburbia. Welcome, Stephanie.
Hi, Griff. Thank you so much for letting me come on and tell a little bit about my journey here on eBay.
So first off, let's find out how long you've been selling on eBay.
Yeah, so I've been selling on eBay since 2017, and it was just more of a hobby, grabbing items from my closet and from the kids. And then in 2021, I decided to take it up a notch and I turned it into a business and incorporated Lady Suburbia LLC.
And what do you sell?
I mainly sell hard goods. I think that is where my expertise lies in, but I do sell clothing and some shoes and other things, but hard goods, accessories, video equipment, camera equipment. Those are the things that I just enjoy. They're just fun to play with and test, and they're fun to sell.
And eventually you made it to top rated.
I did. I was top rated for a while. I think most sellers start up as above standard when you are starting off, and I went up to top rated and was sitting there for a while and enjoyed it. But then, you know, life happens, and here we are today discussing, you know, my journey.
So tell us, why did you lose your top rated seller status?
I lost my top rated seller status due to defects, and those defects were not in ads, items not as described. They were based on being out of stock, and that was a hard hit for me. I had been top rated for a while, and every now and again, I would dip to above standard, but within the next review period, I was back up at top rated. So this was very uncharacteristic of my eBay store, uncharacteristic of my business. But life happens, and the universe had other plans, and I was just not as organized. And I believe that this was a big learning lesson for me, big time.
Yeah, I can understand why, because I need to take a moment here and share what happens when a seller sinks to below standard. So here's some of the things. There's quite a list, by the way. Your items may be placed lower in best match. Your selling limits may decrease. You will be blocked from using promoted listings and won't be able to create new campaigns or edit existing campaigns. Funds from your orders may be placed on hold until tracking information shows the item is on its way to the buyer. You'll be unable to deduct an amount from the buyer's refund if an item is returned, used, or damaged. You may be charged higher final value fees, and this could be your selling fees, store selling fees. And if your account has been evaluated as below standard for more than 2 months, we may downgrade your store to a basic level, and we may place selling restrictions on your account and related accounts, or restrict you from registering a new account. Now, this is all pretty scary stuff, but don't despair. As we said, Stephanie is here to help you ladder up out of below standard status to, hopefully, eBay top rated seller status. Stephanie, you told us you have 4 tips that will help a seller regain top rated status. Can we go through them?
Absolutely.
What's your first tip?
Yes, it's update your inventory management system. What is that? What is an inventory management system? Basically, when I'm sourcing and I bring my products home, I will take pictures, get them listed, and in the custom SKU, I will put a number or a reference. That number of reference tells me where that item is or where I will store it. So I use box A, box E, box C, box D. I make it very simple just for me and my process. Or I'll do numbers, box 71. I do sell a lot of cameras, so I'll have cam 1, cam 2. But as you go through that process, you'll adjust it and you'll find out what works for you. So when items sell, just like today, I had a bunch of items that sold. Griff, I just looked at the custom SKU, it said box C, and I pulled it out, and it cut down the processing time. It made me more productive.
There's nothing worse than running around looking for an item and being able to find it.
The items, the defects that I occurred, Griff, was based on out of stock. So it was not items not as described. It was not anything with the seller. So the buyer, eBay was very supportive and looked at my tracking, looked at everything and said, your only mishap is out of stock. I knew that it was based off my inventory management and I needed to run an audit and be more proactive with making sure that it was up to date.
Well, that makes sense. I know that over time I've had to develop my own inventory management system because I had the same exact problem. Luckily, I wasn't selling at a volume where I had tons of out of stock, but there was nothing worse than selling an item and then going out to my shelves and looking for it and it wasn't where I thought it was. So not only did I create a system, but I regularly would go through and make sure that everything that's listed still can be found. What's your second tip?
So the second tip, because your items are being suppressed, you don't have the same visibility when you are listing new items. So what I dig myself from below to top rated, in addition to what I'm still currently doing, is source items with higher sell-through rates. I mean, that's really huge. You pay higher final value fees and you just don't have access to promotions. As you had mentioned earlier, your account is restricted. And if people aren't seeing my items, I need to make sure that the items I am listing are top of the top. So they may be rare. They may have 110% sell-through rate. I average probably about 70% or higher throughout this journey. And it made all the difference to get those sales during below standard status.
because you need that sales volume to actually shorten the period of time where you're going to be evaluated.
Correct. And or you could wait a year for those defects to fall off. And I didn't have a year to wait. I wanted a combination of selling the volume and having older defects that were going to drop off in the fall to drop off. So it was a combination of those two.
So I have to ask you a secondary question here, because I find this one very interesting about changing how you source items based on higher sales through rates. Has that permanently changed the way that you source product?
Absolutely. I said earlier, it was a learning experience. I think everything happens for a reason. And when I went through those defects, they were back to back in May and June of last year. I had a lot going on. My daughter was having surgery. I hurt my foot. I was moving on in office. Kids were, you know, on summer break. I just was not in the right headspace. And I went through 300 items and donated or consigned them and got rid of it. So when I became below standard, I didn't have items to discount, or I couldn't run promotions and I didn't have the volume. So it kind of got me on the back end. But going forward, I have been sourcing items that have a higher sell-through rate. Now, that does not mean that in my store, I have items with lower sell-through rates. I'm still going through inventory, and that'll take me another 6 months to a year to get rid of things that aren't selling. But that's what I tend to sell now. So it's a quick flip.
That makes a lot of sense. I do the same thing now. Just because I like something, I won't buy it unless I can find out whether or not there's a demand. And if I use Terapeak, or what we now call eBay product research, and it doesn't show that there's a high demand, I'll walk away and say, let somebody else buy it.
Agrees.
What's your third tip?
This is for all sellers, and it's Seller Hub is your friend. Opening up eBay and checking several days a week, even if you don't have sales, is going to really help take your business to the next level, whether you're below standard, above standard, even top rated. There's so many reports you can run, and there are resources in the Seller Hub that will help keep you on track. And they give you tools, and we just have to take advantage of those tools, whether they're in promotions or whether it's reviewing your account or whether it's product research that was Terapeak. All of those tools, I use them from time to time, but when I was at that below standard, I mean, it literally was my reselling best friend. I was on there all the time, even if there was a day that I did not have sales, Griff. I was on there. I wanted to know. I was invested in making sure I was going to come out of it and what lessons that I was going to learn that was going to make me a better seller and better with my inventory and better financially and take my business to the next level.
And it did. So we know it works. And now finally, Stephanie, your fourth tip.
Yes, my fourth tip is try different sourcing methods. You know, think outside of the box. I was mainly a thrift store and garage sale sourcer, but then I needed numbers. So I had to look at sourcing online and buying bulk purchases and online auctions. And I had to just be very, very strategic with how I was going to get hundreds and hundreds of items. I didn't have 40 hours in the week. I was managing another contract and another business and kids and just life. So I was very strategic when I went out to the thrift store. I was very strategic sourcing online. And that to me made me, I guess, more open to looking at items that maybe had a lower profit margin, but they had a higher sell-through rate. I mean, I sold items for $5 that I got in thrift store mystery bags for 50 cents. So the profit was there, but I needed numbers. So I didn't care. I just needed the numbers and I needed to get to the next level. And I learned about different categories and different products that are now going to be my regulars just from changing up my different sourcing methods.
Well, these are terrific. And I know that from experience myself that they're all really good tips, even if you're still at top rated seller status, but you want to increase either your velocity or your sell-through rate, for example. And I love tip number three, because I know so many sellers who just don't take advantage of everything that Seller Hub has to offer. And in fact, this summer, we will be doing an episode, maybe two episodes as a part one, part two series about everything that's in Seller Hub so that we have a better understanding of it. But I want to summarize these before I let you go. So Stephanie's four tips are: update your inventory management system so you can find items when they sell. Source items with higher sales through rates so you get a higher volume of sales, which can give you a shorter evaluation period. Remember to use Seller Hub. Things in Seller Hub that you need for this particular task are your seller performance metrics, which you can view there, but you can also run reports, see tasks. You can check the current status of your existing acting listings when it comes to impressions and views and sales. And finally, try different sourcing methods. Think outside of the box. I know it sounds cliche, but it really works. Don't rely on just the one sourcing method you use. Explore whatever is available to you in your local area. It can be things like liquidation sales by big companies. Stephanie, I want to thank you so much. This has been very helpful.
Oh, this has been so much fun. I appreciate it. And thank you, eBay, for providing a platform for sellers like us to be able to take care of family, home, vacation, whatever it is. Everyone's journey is different. And as a part-time seller, I enjoy utilizing eBay. It has been, even with all the issues I had with being below standard, getting back to top rated, I think I was on cloud nine and I'm still on cloud nine. And I feel like I'm equipped with the tools to really take my business to the next level. So thank you so much for the opportunity, eBay and Griff, for being able to tell my story today.
Well, thank you. We appreciate sellers exactly like you who put in the hard work and stock the shelves of eBay. Without sellers like you, there would be no eBay. So thank you for sticking with us.
Thank you.
Stephanie sells on eBay under the store name Lady Suburbia. We'll put a link to her store in the summary for episode 301.
Got questions?
We got answers. We have three, as I said at the top of the hour. There are three questions from two sellers. And as always, would you please read our first question, Kaomi?
With pleasure, Griff. Our first email is from seller Kathy, who sent the following email to podcast@ebay.com. Hi, Griff and Kaomi. Love the podcast, and especially the question and answer segment at the end. I have a question regarding the listing form. I sell vintage postcards, which can have a huge number of possibilities for keywords due to the variety of images and the things collectors look for. For example, I might list a Christmas postcard, but some collectors look for decorated trees, angels, toys, snowmen, holly borders, and maybe even a clock on the mantle. Buyers might look for a series number, special printing like Albertype, or even a particular postmark. I try to fit all the important keywords in the title and subject section of the listing form, but the theme section has multiple boxes to choose from and there's an option to enter my own themes. Sometimes there are more keywords and descriptions I want to add so a buyer can find my listing. So I type a few extra in the theme section. I guess I'm hoping those options will show up when buyers search for special terms. Am I wasting my time? Does it help at all to add more keywords in the theme section? Thanks in advance for your help and thanks for the mug from last year. Kathy Walsh, Groovy Postcards.
Groovy postcards. Yeah. Interesting question. One I think we've seen discussed out in the community at large. And I did a little research just to make sure, which actually involved me creating a listing. And I wanted to double check because I was pretty sure I knew the answer. But like always, it's good to research. So Kathy, what I discovered actually is adding custom item specifics for some categories, if you have one that is not currently provided by eBay, actually might help a buyer looking for the item if the custom specific is also used by other sellers and shows up in the search filter for that item specific on the left-hand side of the page. If a custom item specific is used by enough sellers, it'll be added to that list. And that's how a lot of the item specifics that you see under something like, for example, themes, that's how they get there. However, in this case, a custom item specific for themes in the postcard category will not make that custom specific searchable in a title search. It will show up in the item specific area on the listing page, but it won't, depending on what it is, it's not going to show up or it's not going to be effective as a keyword. And so given the nature of postcards and how buyers search for them, I would advise, and you probably already know this, using as many of the existing item specifics as possible, and then adding keywords to your title that you believe are the most important, but are not covered by any of the existing item specifics that eBay provides. Now, this means you're going to have to prioritize because there's not an unlimited space in a title. So use the keywords that are most important and try to avoid those that are not. And this is something we've advised sellers for years, that when you're creating a title, make sure it's just a keyword and a space and a keyword and a space, and avoid editorializing. That's just a waste of characters. Focus on those keywords. And I would think that a good rule of thumb would be to prioritize any keywords about postcards that are not obvious by the photos of the postcard itself, and to let the photos show things that you may not have room to show, whether that's something, as you said, like trees or angels or toys. So it is going to be tricky because you don't have unlimited space to add all those.
You know, personally, I think I would struggle with that. Just being selective, I tend to overdo and put too much information, but great tip.
I just want to say that that's not a fault.
But in terms of the search, yeah.
Yeah, any seller's going to want to do that.
And Kathy, you may already be using these, and if so, please forgive this suggestion, but don't forget to expand the list of item specifics by clicking Show More. There are a lot of standard item specifics in that section that might fit many of the aspects of the postcard you're listing.
And I suspect she might, but it bears repeating, because when I expanded that section, I found a lot of places. For example, there's a season, and you can select Christmas, for example. So make sure that you're exploring every single one of the existing item specifics. Also, you said putting the words in your title and subject. I assume you meant the description. Those aren't searchable unless a buyer uses the advanced search feature and then checks the box for search titles and descriptions. And I got to tell you, it's not a popular keyword search, since it tends to return a really large number of results, many of which may not be relevant to the buyer. So it's not on the main search page. You have to go into advanced, and it's not that popular. So I always tell people, don't rely on your descriptions. So Kathy, let us know how that works out. And we hope it sounds like you got a lot of Christmas postcards, and it's that time of the year coming up. So hopefully you do well with those. Our next email was sent to podcast@ebay.com by seller David, who writes, I just discovered your podcast and really enjoy the information about coupons and promotions. My first question is an add-on question that was answered in your last podcast regarding free eBay seller supplies. I've been selling for a little over a year, and I use my free supply coupon every quarter. My question is, what happens if I don't use the coupon? Will the amount add to the next quarter's coupon, allowing me to spend $50, or do I lose it? And my second question, at which point will I need a 1099 form for taxes? I know eBay collects sales tax on the seller's behalf, so will I really ever need to download this form? Keep on doing what you're doing, and I look forward to the next installment of your podcast, David Feldman, eBay Store, Beta Lane. Two good questions.
I'm so glad to hear you're enjoying our podcast, David. Thank you for that. To answer the first part of your question, the coupon value does not roll over. Once the quarter's over, the old coupon expires and a new one is made available. That's why it's best to use the coupon as soon as you need new supplies, but not until you need enough supplies to use up all the coupon value. So these coupons are kind of a use it or lose it situation.
Right. And they don't roll over transaction to transaction. So if you use part of your coupon and not all of it, and you paid for the shipping supplies, and if it's a $25 coupon and you only used 20, you're going to lose that $5. So the coupon is a one-time use thing inside that quarter. So you have to use it strategically. That's what I do, at least. And I keep an inventory in a spreadsheet of all my shipping supplies, and I get ready to order new ones when I have a list of needed supplies that is as close as possible to the value of my quarterly coupon, so I don't waste the unused portion of the coupon. Then again, there's nothing wrong with having extra supplies. And you know what a lot of eBay sellers do?
Pray tell.
They do get those extra supplies, and then they resell them on eBay.
I knew it. I was like, I think you can always expect to see that on eBay.
Well, that's enterprise as far as I'm concerned. Now, David, to your question about 1099K. So a 1099K form, it's not intended for sales tax reporting. 1099Ks are, think of them as an FYI form for you and the IRS with regards to filing your business income tax. The 1099K is not a form you fill out or submit to the IRS with your regular filing. The form is just a way for the IRS to know how much in gross payments were processed for your sales. Now, in the case of selling on eBay, the payment processor is eBay. And eBay is required to send 1099Ks to every seller on the site whose sales volume and gross amounts are at or above the IRS minimums. Now, those minimums have been subject to some change, and it's been back and forth, and they've been introduced and then pulled back. So I can't remember what they are now, but they were for a long time 100. Was it 100 transactions and $20,000 in gross sales? I don't know where we are with that at the moment. There is a place on site that'll tell you. You would get these 1099-Ks at the beginning of every calendar year. Also, the processor not just sends you a copy of your 1099-K, they also send a copy to the IRS. This is how the IRS knows, roughly, what your gross sales were for the previous year.
And then also, if you ever want to stay updated on what that minimum is, I know we usually post on community as an announcement when this news is made available. And so that's always a good place to check if you're curious. David, think of the 1099-K as an FYI from the IRS, like Griff said. Like a, we know roughly how much you grossed, FYI. The amounts don't have to match up exactly, and in fact, they probably never will. The IRS isn't looking for an exact match when it comes to the gross amount on your 1099-K and what you report as your gross sales amount. The IRS is really just looking for notable discrepancies between those two amounts.
Yeah, so if your 1099-K said you sold $20,000 and you end up sending an income tax that says your gross sales were like $2,000, well, that could trigger a closer look, whether that's an a system audit or a person audit. So it's just a way of keeping things honest.
Honest, yeah.
Exactly. Now, you can learn more about the 1099 Ks as they relate to your eBay selling on one of our eBay help pages on the topic. It's really easy to find it. You just go to the top of most any eBay webpage, you click the help link, and then just type in 1099 and voila, you'll see the page show up in the results. And we'll also publish a direct link to that page in the show notes for episode 301.
Easy peasy. And if you have a question about selling on the world's most powerful and sometimes a little overwhelming marketplace, why not ask us? You can call in your question at 888-723-4630. Or if you prefer, you can always email us at podcast@ebay.com. That's podcast@ebay.com.
Oh, jeez. What an appropriate comment. Not to worry there. All of us are a little overwhelmed by it all, including yours truly. Case in point, this week's tip of the week. So this week's tip is an extension of last week's tip, where I gave the tip of saving your made-the-sale emails as a way to access order details past the 90-day mark. And it works. However, as was pointed out by a smart ducky seller on our Facebook group, turns out there's actually another way to see the order details for sales made more than 90 days ago. And this is a recent change, so I must have missed it. Like I said, overwhelming. On the orders page in Seller Hub, this is our tip of the week, there is a search section under Manage All Orders. And if you select All Orders and then select a period, you can filter by as far away in default as last year. And you can also enter a custom date range for orders prior to the previous year. So you can do this a lot easier, saving all those emails.
Yeah, don't hoard your emails.
Well, I do. I just naturally save emails for years. I've got archive after it. Not every email, obviously marketing and spam email. But anything related to selling for myself, I keep those emails. They've come in handy. So yeah.
Okay, well, that's great to know. You really just have to love our listeners. Thank you for that.
Yes, thank you.
And now my weekly reminder for all of you. Check the transcript for links referenced in the episode and check the eBay announcement board every day to stay up to date on eBay news, launches, and changes.
And on our next episode, we'll revisit Kevin Reith of Seller Ledger. We're going to talk about the differences, coincidentally, between gross and net margins for your business.
And we'd like to again thank our guest this week, Stephanie Franco, aka Lady Suburbia.
Yes, thank you very much, Lady Suburbia. And that's all for this week, Kaomi. Georgia Mampanis is our monthly co-host and guest coordinator.
And I'm your weekly co-host, Kaomi Kiyoshi.
And I'm editor-in-chief, Griff, and your host as well. The eBay for Business podcast is produced in-house here at eBay and distributed by Quill and co-host. And Kaomi, we'll see you next week.
See you then.